Donald Trump thanks Lawrence Fox, praises his amazing performance in My Son Hunter. By David Ng on September 30, 2022. My Son Hunter star Lawrence Fox has a new fan, and it is none other than Donald Trump. Former President Donald Trump has sent a personal note of thanks to Lawrence Fox after the British star recently praised the Trump administration's many accomplishments during an episode of Nigel Farage's GB News show. Trump also praised Fox's performance in the title role of the movie My Son Hunter, saying the actor did a great job and was amazing. Trump sent Fox a handwritten note, which the former commander-in-chief wrote over a printout of a Breitbart News article reporting on Fox's recent hosting duties. "Lawrence, thank you and really great job on the movie. Amazing," Trump wrote before signing his name. As Breitbart News reported, Fox praised Trump's accomplishments while filling in for Nigel Farage earlier this week on his GB News show. Between 2016 and 2020, the United States did not become involved in any foreign wars, Fox began. It became a net exporter of energy and had the highest growth in Black and Latin American employment in history. All this despite enduring unending attempts to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump by the Democratic Party and their minions in the media. He continued, "Like him or not, Trump knew that a world where America stood tall and strong would be a safer world." Trump recently posted several articles on his Truth Social platform linking to two Breitbart News articles about My Son Hunter. One article was about Lawrence Fox's recent appearance on Steve Bannon's popular War Room podcast, during which the actor blasted the double standard surrounding the Biden family, saying they have so far gotten away scot-free while the left spent 4 years trying to impeach Trump. The other article detailed the popularity of My Son Hunter's trailer, which hit 3.5 million cross-platform views after debuting on Truth Social. The popularity of My Son Hunter has also brought attention to the seeming lack of consequences for Hunter Biden's corruption scandals, even as the Trump family finds itself the focus of what many have characterized as witch hunts. SiriusXM podcaster Megyn Kelly noted this in a recent interview. "Lots of indictments of Trump, not a one on Hunter Biden," Kelly quipped on her show. As the midterms approach, the GOP has vowed to investigate Hunter Biden, with House Oversight Committee ranking member James Comer, RKY, saying Thursday that an investigation into Hunter will commence once Republicans take back control of the House. Indeed, there's a bevy of Hunter Biden's actual foreign business deals My Son Hunter dramatizes that lawmakers could probe. For example, a $5 million agreement with his Chinese business associate Patrick Ho, whom he referred to as the fucking spy chief of China in a recording on his laptop. Hunter also struck a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China, a mere 12 days after he visited China with his father, who was vice president at the time. He also formed a partnership with a Chinese military link company. These and other real-life corruption scandals were included in an extensive series of articles at Breitbart highlighting the facts behind the film. My Son Hunter is also based on solid reporting of the Biden family corruption taken from the public record. The film's screenwriter Brian Godwes stressed this fact in an interview with the UK Daily Mail. "I drew dialogue from actual incidents or documents, transcripts or emails reported in the media as the base language of Hunter and Joe's characters, many of them actual quoted lines," Godwes said. "And many of them were taken from Hunter's actual emails from his laptop. I drew from Hunter's eulogy for his brother Beau for his own description of his relationship in the movie." Investigative author Peter Schweitzer, whose best-selling books were the first to report on the Biden family corruption, also attested to the film's authenticity and its damning indictment of the Biden family corruption, as Breitbart reported. During a panel discussion about the film on Truth Social, Schweitzer called My Son Hunter a shorthand version of his 300-page best-selling book chronicling the Biden family corruption. "I think what people are going to get in this film is information lifted from the pages of my book and turned into the flesh," Schweitzer said. In fact, Schweitzer said that the truth about Hunter Biden's corruption seems almost too outrageous for fiction. "It's such an unbelievable story in a way," Schweitzer said. "I mean, imagine if you were a screenwriter, and you went to producers in LA and you said, 'Hey, I've got this idea for a film. It's going to be about the vice president's son. He's going to take tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese. He's going to be a coke addict. And then he's going to leave his laptop computer at a repair store. And that thing's going to be made public, but the mainstream media is going to try to cover it up. I mean, the producers would just laugh you out of the room. Yet, that's exactly what happened. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was brought to the screen by producers Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers. McAleer and McElhinney's unreported story society crowdfunded the film's $2.3 million budget from 30,000 donors, a fact which McAleer said proves the public's desire to see this story told. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. My Son Hunter is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Watch the trailer. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.